service.com.
BBC World Service.
From dictatorship.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hi, I'm Stuart St. John, and you're listening to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul.
Thank you, Stuart. So that is Stuart St. John, and he is on the show today to talk about his fabulous CD, Cloud Walking. He is a musician, and he Jerry Hicks, as well as Theo. So we're going to be talking about that today. Now, you're listening to Synchronicity. If you want to contact the show and ask a question on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Or you can email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com. And you can also listen online at cosmicdimensions.com or CITR.ca. And my site, spiritualshow.com, is up and running. And you can also follow me on Twitter or join my channel on YouTube. And both of those sites, I'm listed as Spiritual Show, all one word. So we're going to get started with Stuart St. John. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
So let's talk a little bit before. I want to talk about Abraham Hicks, of course, but for the listeners who don't know who you are, what is it that you do? You're a composer.
I'm a composer. I'm a writer and a film director. I've been focusing on composing music for the last last year. I've been really allowing it to flow. It kind of came back into my life doing the Sarah books with Jerry and Esther Hicks. And I'm just kind of, following my bliss and letting it become and evolve.
Fantastic. Well, I've been listening to some of your music, and you have the CD Cloud Walking.
Yes.
And if anyone wants to order this after the show, you can find it, a link to it on my website at spiritualshow.com. And it's also available. What's your website?
It's StuartStJohnLight.com, and we've got the Cloud Walking album and some other, fun music stuff, music meditations available there, too.
Beautiful. And you also sent me a song that is a vibrational sound meditation. So can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Sure. What I do with the vibrational sound meditations, it's almost a different channel that I'm receiving when I'm composing those pieces. What I do is I go into really deep meditative state. I'm sitting in front of my keyboard, and I just allow the energy and what I'm feeling to flow through, and I start playing. And usually when I come out of it, they're about 12 minutes, 13 minutes, and when I come out of it, I feel the vibrational word that is related to the music that I've just done, and that's how I've been naming them. So it's a pretty incredible experience that I go through to do that, which is a little bit different than the way I receive the Cloud Walking music so far.
And so it sounds like I was listening to another interview of you the other day, and it sounds like you were kind of a child prodigy. How did you don't have any training in music, or you didn't when you started?
No, I still don't. I have just, when I was really young, I sat down at a piano and I started playing, and my mom was just, blown away. We had a piano in the house, and I just remember just sitting and hearing music in my head and hearing not just melodies, but I could hear, and I still do, I hear symphonies in my head, all the different pieces of the orchestra. And so what's wonderful about the computer today, I'm able to actually play those different instruments in the music that I'm composing. So for me, it's just nirvana to be able to have that at my fingertips.
It's so amazing what we can do with technology now. Just even on right now, I'm looking at the screen here, and we have a program similar to what you're talking about with different tracks here at the station. And you can create so many fabulous things, just one person, and put it all together, and it sounds like a whole orchestra.
Isn't it crazy? It's a wonderful time to be alive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
So let's talk about Abraham Hicks, because on this show I talk about Abraham Hicks. And if you don't know who Abraham Hicks is, Esther and Jerry Hicks. Esther Hicks, she doesn't really use the word channel, but basically she channels the group consciousness Abraham. And they talk about mostly about the law of attraction. And so how did you get involved with them?
Well, I've been studying spiritual concepts pretty much my whole life. I mean, even as a kid, my mom was very much into the Seth material, so I was surrounded by it from early on. And in my, in my 20s, I started reading the Conversations with God books and Celestine Prophecy. And a friend of a friend from South Africa, we were sitting in a hallway in an apartment building that I was living in, and he looked at me and he said, and we had a really deep spiritual conversation, and he said, you know, I think you're ready for Abraham. And, of course, I said, what in the world is Abraham? And we drove over to the Bodie bookstore, it's a little bookstore in Los Angeles, and we looked for the book, and I found the pink book, which I still tell Jerry is one of the most profound books on spirituality that was ever written.
And what is that book?
It's called A New Beginning, Book 2. There's a green book and a pink book, and it's the early, early books that Jerry and Esther were printing, I think self-publishing. And you couldn't find them anywhere. And this was like in the 90s, so this is maybe 1995. And I devoured that book on a trip from L.A. to San Diego. I mean, I read that thing and felt, you know, that connection to Source, the answers to everything that I had been asking, and started really, really studying what Abraham was talking about back then, which was a little bit wild for some of my friends and people that I was trying to explain what the law of attraction was, and, you know, that you can control the things in your life and you can, you know, see what's happening in your life based on what you're feeling and thinking. So I went to the first seminar by myself to see Abraham, and on that first seminar I actually saw the energy cascading down around Esther.
Cool.
And yeah, it was a real spiritual confirmation for me that I was in alignment with this material, and I knew for me that was really it. And then I guess it was about 8 years later, I was in a bookstore, and I had been going to the seminars and, you know, seeing Jerry and Esther, and I was in a bookstore, and I leaned down to get a book. I don't think I've told this story before. I leaned down to get a book, and as I was getting this book, I had a vision in my head of Jerry, Esther, and myself sitting on the set of a movie that we were doing together.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really profound, and I wrote them. And one thing led to another, and they pulled me into all the Sarah stuff that they were doing. And it was really, really magical. It was a great match for me, and I've just had the best time getting to know them.
So if you're listening right now and you don't know, first of all, if you have a question and you want to get on the air, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And I'm just going to mention that I did bring some products from Sage Natural Wellness that I'm going to give away on the air today. So keep listening for the cue to call for that. But if you want to ask a question, just give us a call, 822-2487, or you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com. And if you don't know what the Sarah books are, do you want to explain that, Stuart?
Well, I'd love to. the Sarah books are these wonderful books that Esther has written, channeled through Abraham, about a delightful young girl who is meets an ethereal friend named Solomon. It's an owl. And Solomon basically teaches her about the laws of the universe. And it's just a wonderful, uplifting book, kind of told through the point of view of a child who really becomes, really familiar with the laws of the universe and law of attraction. And she then, you know, in the second book, meets another friend named Seth, and together they learn about the law of attraction. It's just a delightful book, and it brings all the concepts of Abraham into a children's book. And so when they approached me about writing the music for that, I was over the moon because it was definitely a vibrational match for me.
And now there's something more to this, though. It's going to be a musical, right?
It is going to be a musical. That was kind of the approach. I'd written a couple treatments for the film, kind of combining books one and book two, and Esther and I worked on the treatments together for, gosh, I don't know, maybe a year. And we were stop and go. And then I sent them a piece of music that I had written, and that really got Esther's attention, and she called me and said, oh my gosh, Stuart, Sarah has to be a musical. And she was at Del Taco at the time, I think, as the story goes. But it was just a wonderful moment where all of the things in the past kind of converged, you know, like we were in each other's vibrational escrow, and it was all kind of coming together. So it's just a wonderful memory, a wonderful moment.
Fabulous. Well, Stuart, it's going to be time for a break in just a few minutes, so I'd like to play before the break one of your songs from your Cloud Walking CD. So I want to play the title track, Cloud Walking, and do you want to explain a little bit about this track before we play it?
Cloud Walking was a piece that, it was the first piece that I wrote for the new album, Cloud Walking, and it was something that I sat down and I just heard, you know, like the other songs, heard the instruments and sat down and played it. And when I was done with this, I knew that this was going to be a new album. That was the feeling that was being told to me, you know, and then went on to write, I think, 14 other tracks for the album. But this was the first one, so it has a special place for me.
Nice. Well, this is Cloud Walking from Stuart St. John's CD, Cloud Walking, on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you. I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
CITR podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. And we're speaking with Stuart St. John today, and he is a composer working with Abraham Hicks, and that was his song Cloud Walking just a moment ago. And Stuart, we actually have a caller on the line who'd like to ask you a question.
Terrific.
Okay, so go ahead, caller.
Thank you. Stuart, my name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Utah. I just wanted to tell you that your music is absolutely beautiful. And when you were talking about the Sarah books, your voice got very warm. And I was wondering if you've thought about writing a children's book.
Well, hi, Lisa. Thank you for the question. As a matter of fact, I am in the midst of completing a children's book. And I'm also doing the score for it. So it's funny you should ask that. I'm really really excited about
it. Well, we look forward to it. Based on the spiritual principles that you've been learning yourself?
Yes, it's all kind of the culmination of the spiritual practices and teachings that I've been kind of sharing with people, and really, really excited for me because I love children. I've been doing children's animation, you know, for the last, 15 years in Hollywood, so this is kind of my convergence of the spiritual and the stuff that I've been doing. So, do you have children?
Yes, I do. 2 daughters.
Oh, great. Then it's the perfect audience for a book like this.
Well, wonderful. I can't wait to read it.
Thank you. Stay tuned. It'll be, we're going to advertise it on our site at stuartstjohnlight.com.
All right. I'll be looking for it.
Thank you for the question. It's nice speaking with you.
It's nice talking to you, too. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And so, yeah, that was interesting. That's why we call this show Synchronicity.
Yeah.
Because things like this happen.
I haven't really been talking about that, so that was kind of cool.
Okay, well, let's talk about it for a bit. So what's going on with this book, or is it top secret?
It's kind of top secret, and that's why I'm laughing, because, I haven't been really talking about it, but I'm in the midst of it. So it's very fresh for me, and I can't wait to kind of unveil it to people. I think, children are so important, and that the children's, the spirit of a child, I believe, is who we really are, all are, at our center. So the work with children is really, really important to me, and it's kind of how I started my career in L.A., and, so it's exciting.
Great. Well, that was, thank you so much for calling in and asking about that. And I wanted to ask you about Theo, because I don't think we've ever talked about Theo on this show. And I know you work with the woman who channels Theo. So can you tell us a little bit about what Theo is and who the person is that channels?
Well, Theo is a group, 12 archangels that come together and form the body known as Theo, and it's channeled through a woman named Sheila Gillette. Marcus and Sheila Gillette are two wonderful people who came into my life this past year, actually. And I don't know if very many people know that Sheila is the channeler who sort of directed Esther to Abraham. So that's the channeler that Esther talks about in seminars or her books that she visited, and they told her that she would meet her guide. So there's the connection there. And they are just wonderful, loving energy. Theo, you just feel the energy all over the place when you're in dialogue with them. And they're really talking specifically about soul integration. So it's a little bit different message and feeling than you get with Abraham, but it's definitely of the same family.
Cool. So, yes, I think Esther and Jerry started out with the Seth books.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had found out that the woman who channeled Seth had passed away.
Jane Roberts, right.
Yes.
I think she had just passed away, right.
Okay. And then they got hooked up with Theo.
Right.
Cool.
And, for many, many, many years, I was under the impression, and many people were, that the channeler, I think they got it confused with Jane, that Sheila had passed on. But as a matter of fact, she was very much alive, I was happy to find. And then they asked me to start directing some of their videos and creating music for them as well, which we've done. We've kind of put together their YouTube channel. And it's been just delightful working with them.
Cool. And you're on YouTube, and so now I'm going to have to find Theo through your YouTube. So can you give us your YouTube address?
Yeah, it's youtube.com/StuartSt. John Light. And at that place you can find, many of the videos that I've done and samples of the music. And also at StuartSt. John Light.com you can find, a lot of free videos that we've put together that kind of encompass some of the music, and people really enjoy those.
Beautiful. And so I wanted to ask you, and now this question is like, I don't know where it went, so I'm going to ask you another one. That happens.
Well, I have a question for you. May
okay.
I ask you a question?
Sure.
I'm just curious, just energy-wise, how did you come into the Abraham material?
What happened with me is I was listening to Hay House Radio. Okay, a friend of mine was really into Sylvia Brown.
Uh-huh.
And so I had done a search for her because she had said, oh, I'd really love to see her in person. And I did a search, and it just happened that within a couple of weeks she was coming to Vancouver. And so then I found her on Hay House Radio. And I like Sylvia Brown, but I don't really listen to her show.
Right.
But I started listening to some of the other shows and got really into Flow Dreaming with Summer McStravick. And then someone introduced me to The Secret, and Abraham wasn't on that version of The Secret.
Right.
But so I'm not sure after that, that's how it kind of came about. I probably heard about them on Hay House Radio.
Yeah, Law of Attraction, it brings it to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was definitely meant to find it, and it's sort of interesting. You mentioned that you started reading Conversations with God way back when, and Neil Donald Walsh is actually going to be on the show in May.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, great. So I'm really excited about that.
I bet. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the work. The work is, his work is just so emotional and powerful. I've read all the books that he's written. Just beautiful.
Cool, and he's working on a new book right now. So that's why he wasn't available to be on this month, because he is working on a book. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I want to ask you about the Sarah book movie. When do you know when that's coming out?
We don't. Our schedules for the last year have all been up and down and sideways. And so we're just kind of in that allowing the universe to guide us place. The music is done, and we're just kind of, waiting to see what happens. Abraham has mentioned several times, and to me personally, that this is definitely in our vibrational escrow, and just to allow the universe, the fairies of the universe to line it up. So I just believe, and we're all just going forward and seeing when it comes together. So it's magical. But as soon as we know, I'm sure everybody's going to know, because we'll start a big letting it out.
Great. Well, and if you haven't read the Sarah books, I think I've just read Sarah book one, but I really enjoyed it, and I've got to find the other. There's three, right?
There are three books, and I did the music for the three books that are available as audiobooks from Hay House and from Barnes & Noble. It's all, you know, in all the big book houses. So just Jerry had wanted to go back, because he had already done the recordings, and then he wanted to go back and put music through all of them. And the music just came flying out. So we handled that and got it back out there. And they're just delightful. They're really, really good books.
Yes, I really enjoyed the first one. And it's perfect for children, but it's not just for children. You can definitely get a lot out of it as an adult.
Exactly. Well. Yeah, it's really, I think they're really, really powerful, even more powerful than some of the books that have been out lately that they've released. I don't know. It's just, I think, you know, it responds to the child in me. And you don't have to be a kid to read it and to get it, but it comes at it at a very simple approach, and you really get a good grasp of what Law of Attraction is about.
Yes, definitely. So if you haven't read it yet and you're interested in reading Abraham Hicks material, definitely look for the Sarah books. And, of course, when the movie comes out, I'll announce it on the show as well. And so we're going to go for a break again in just a couple of minutes. And after the break, I want to talk about your vibrational sound meditations and your 2012 Quantum Leap event that's coming up in a few days.
So excited about that.
And so that's in L.A., right?
Yeah, it is in L.A., and it's an event like none other. It's going to be an event to experience. So I'd love to talk about that.
Okay, great. So just before the break, if you're heading, because this is a show based in Vancouver, but someone just called from Utah, so people are listening from all over the world right now. When is the event?
It's happening March 13th through the 15th. In Los Angeles, and I'm going to be performing on the night of the 14th on Saturday.
Great. So we'll talk more about that in just a minute. Now, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. And just before the break, I want to put out the cue to call. So if you are calling from, if you're in Vancouver right now, you can give me a call at 604-822-2487 to win a prize from Sage Natural Wellness. And the prize today is a little, I've got a little gift bag here with some Tantra Sensuous Body Bar Butter. And you can use that as a massage balm as well as for dry skin. And this has shea butter in it, and that goes to the shea butter is purchased from the women in the South Sudan who have their own company called Lulu Works. So that's really a great product. And we have Sage Stress Release, which is a roll-on aromatherapy essential oil remedy. And another one called Sleep Well, and that is a roll-on. And these roll-ons are perfect for carrying around and everything. So if you want to win this prize of these three items and you're in Vancouver and you can come pick them up at UBC, then give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And we'll be back in just a moment with more of Synchronicity.
Would you like to help students improve their standings in math and English on provincial exams? Would you like to improve your own skills for teaching and leadership? Do you plan on entering the PDP program or law enforcement, youth work, BSW, or medicine? Volunteer as a tutor in an innovative program at QE Secondary School in Surrey in this midweek after-school program. In its 12th year, it has proven to be a rewarding experience for students and volunteer tutors. Contact Ms. Bond at 604-581-3476, 604-581-3476, or email bond_ats@hotmail.com.
Want to know what's going on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
That ended rather abruptly. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and we're talking with Stuart St. John, who is a composer and works with Abraham Hicks and Theo. And so let's talk about this 2012 Quantum Leap event.
Well, the event, it's a pretty magical event. I was just over at the hotel where we're doing, at the auditorium where we're doing the entire event. It's going to be fantastic. I mean, this place is going to be loaded with magic and meditations and massages and all kinds of good stuff for 3 days. 3 days of bliss is what I'm referring to it as. And I'm lucky enough to get to participate doing my sound vibrational meditations, which I'm really excited about.
Great. So if anyone is going to be in LA, or maybe they want to take a trip to LA just for this, it's a perfect excuse to take a vacation. Is there a website address or anything?
There sure is. 2012quantumleap.com is where you can find out more, and you can buy tickets and you can see who's there. George Nuri from Coast to Coast is going to be there and having a seminar, and I believe he might even be introducing me before I do my meditations. And also, we are giving away free tickets at StuartSt.JohnLight.com. Just have to enter your name. We're doing a giveaway. So if anybody's interested and going to be in L.A., in Burbank, actually, please come on over and enter to win.
So Burbank, that's in the Valley, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay, I spent some time in L.A. and Orange County.
I can tell.
Yeah, but I miss it so much. I mean, Vancouver is beautiful, but Southern California is, it's also beautiful, and it's just so cool, the people that you meet there. People in Vancouver are really friendly, but in L.A., I mean, you're just standing in line at the supermarket or whatever, and people will just strike up a conversation. At least that was my experience there.
Well, see, I think that it's about you emanating that. You know, some people would not have that same experience. It's all about law of attraction. I happen to have the same experience with people just being really loving and friendly pretty much wherever I go.
Nice.
So it's a nice feeling. It is going to be good. But it's the 2012 Quantum Leap is going to be, you know, it's a unique celebration in that I think it's something that people are going to want to experience, because it's not just, you know, a bunch of lectures and workshops and stuff like that. These are people who are really at the highest level of vibration and just sharing that joy of the planet and the expansion that we're going through, instead of the doom and gloom and, you know, the prophecies of despair and blah, blah, blah. I'm just so not interested in that. And that's the opposite of what this is about. I mean, this is a really uplifting event.
Great. So what do you think is going to happen in 2012?
I think it's already happening. I think it's an awakening of consciousness that is happening around the planet. I think for me that 2012 has become symbolic with that, and I think things will culminate. We will be at a higher level of consciousness. I think we're seeing right now the dinosaurs, the, you know, old ways of thinking are dying out. I mean, that's what's happening with the economic structure of the planet. Things are becoming transparent. Things that people could hide before are no longer being hidden. It's a magical time that many of us light workers have been envisioning and planning for, and this is it.
Beautiful. Well, you're going to be playing some of your vibrational sound meditations. And so I heard one that you sent me. It's called Love. And it's definitely, I mean, the music on your Cloud Walking CD is just beautiful. But the feeling that you get when you listen to the vibrational sound meditations is, it's quite different. And so can you explain what that is?
Yeah, It's been really interesting for me as well, because I feel, well, I know that I'm picking up a different channel with this music. It's a deeper feeling. It's an emotional feeling. It's a chakra clearing feeling. And what's really interesting is that the different sounds have different responses, you know, through your body. I mean, I can actually feel the difference when it's coming through me. And the love song, that meditation, just brought me to tears when I was done with it. And not tears of sadness, but just of absolute well-being love that permeated throughout my body. And the responses I've gotten from people who have done the meditation have been overwhelming. I mean, people are like, you know, they're saying they're having out-of-body experiences or, you know, healing experiences. And it's just, it's bigger than me. I mean, it's source energy. It's so much bigger than who I am, you know, here in this body. It's just beautiful.
Sorry, were you going to say something?
No, go ahead. No.
So when you say doing the meditation, so can you describe what that is? I mean, do you just turn on your stereo and listen to it, or is there a process that you should go through?
I do a, you know, where you're sitting down or lying down, quieting the mind. I listen to them actually back through my iPod. I have it playing, and it's a there's a guided version as well where I take people through, you know, breathing in and breathing out. So it's my voice guiding them through, but there's also the instrumental version. And it's really just going into that very deep meditative place and allowing. Just allowing the music and the sounds to really connect with your soul. That's what people are experiencing. I think that was the intention behind it, just to feel.
And so for the love track, which is the only track that I've heard so far, is that supposed to bring you love, or is it supposed to open you to love, or to love yourself, or is there anything specific?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. The energy, the message that I got was that it was about opening to love and about loving self. Those were the strong feelings when I was done with it, and that's why I called it love. You know, although loving other people is part of it, but it was more about opening and allowing love and feeling that connection and loving self, which I think is really, really important. I mean, you've got to love yourself first, and then, you know, it's cliche, but then you can love other people. And that music, those sounds were designed for that.
Fabulous. So it's not like, oh, I need to find a boyfriend, so I'm going to listen to this song.
No. And no, although, you know, that might be a result, an outcome.
Yeah, because once you're really loving yourself, then people are just magnetically attracted. And it's the people that are going to treat you well.
Right.
It's not the people that are looking for, you know, girlfriends or boyfriends with low self-esteem to take advantage of. It's the people that are whole within themselves.
Correct.
And love themselves who are going to be just attracted to you through the law of attraction.
Exactly. And that's what it's just, you know, I'm hoping that it's an enhancer for meditation. It's an enhancer for that kind of thing where you're just opening yourself up to love. I mean, love really, you know, is all there is. That's the energy of source. So I think I was tapping into that for this piece. Just a wonderful. And I can't, you know, it's so overwhelming when I come out of these meditations after the music, and I don't even realize what it is until I'm playing it back. And it was the Love One in particular is the piece that just really brought me to tears, because it was so connecting. And I say that in all modesty, you know, and I really mean that. It was so wonderful to experience that meditation for me too.
Now, I've heard you describing what you do as kind of coming from source. So do you feel like you make up this music, or do you feel like it's being sent to you by source?
I believe, you know, Abraham has told me that I'm channeling them through music, which was a really profound thing to hear when we were doing the Sarah music. And I feel now that this music is coming through, that it is coming through source. I am channeling this. It's not, you know, it's not me. I feel it's bigger than that. I'm very humbled by it, because as somebody who has, you know, no musical technical experience, I mean, I couldn't read a note or write a note to save my life. It's really just coming through. So I feel like it's so much bigger than I was. You know, and I kind of went away from music for many, many years while I was writing animation and writing television. That kind of became the primary, and music was my kind of my personal hobby, and I just kind of tinkered around with it. And then it came full force back with doing the Sarah music, and I think that's so fascinating because that was really Source guiding me back, and then Abraham telling me specifically that the music is the, you know, is the direction, was profound for me.
So I want to talk about, and I'm getting really excited about the music, and also, okay, before I ask you this other question, you're working on an album now about just specifically for the vibrational sound meditation, right?
Yes, I am. It should be, I think we're going to be done going out with that in about 2 months. And it's a collection of specifically the vibrational sound meditations because it's been, we've had an overwhelming response to it and people have been asking me, is there a CD? Can we get this? Can we use it during, you know, massages? Can we use it for meditations? And I definitely want to get that out there. So yeah, we're working on that now.
Great. So maybe while you're driving your car, is that... Is that probably maybe not the best time to listen, or?
I don't know. I haven't tried that one yet. I feel like the responses I've gotten, I don't know if that would be a wise idea because people are kind of like in an altered state when they're done.
Yeah.
So maybe not while driving.
But at the same time, people get into that autopilot mode where they're kind of in that state anyway when
That's
they're
true.
Driving. So.
That's true. I mean, and you're guided, you know, there's so much synchronicity on the road, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
People are so not aware, but are guided from a higher place when they're behind the wheel of the car. So, I don't know. Everybody's experience is different, so I wouldn't want to put any limitations on the music. But I just want it to be enjoyed and felt.
Okay. Well, it's going to be time to take another break, but I wanted to ask you, so I want to play another song before the break, and then after the break, I want to talk about your animation work, because you have an interesting story about Hanna-Barbera, I believe.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll be right back with more synchronicity just in a moment, but first we're going to play Grace, which is from the Cloud Walking CD. So do you want to introduce Grace?
Grace is just this really light melodic piece that is, I don't know, it's just this really light melodic piece that just kind of sings. And I've had a lot of response from this piece as well. People really like it. In fact, a little girl asked me if she could use it during a ballet recital.
Aww.
Which was super sweet. And her name happened to be Grace. So I said, please, by all means, I think the song was written for you.
Mm, that's so sweet. Well, here is Grace from Stuart St. John's CD Cloud Walking on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
about science, Barney. Some of the greatest inventions were discovered by accident. Let's see. 2 drops of concentrated sassafras and a dash of mango juice. That's what it needed. Now to blend all the secret ingredients together. Success after 411 tries.
You can invent the future. BC Hydro is looking for energy conservation ideas. If you have an idea on how to get people to use less electricity, tell us. You could win $2,500. Visit inventthefuture.ca to learn how to submit your idea or to vote for your favorite submission. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
That's us, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So you might be listening online at citr.ca or cosmicdimensions.com. And as we heard earlier, there was a caller from Utah. So there are people listening from all over the world. And thank you so much for that. We're talking right now with Stuart St. John. And that was, before the break, we played the Grace track from his CD, Cloud Walking. And so now, Stuart, I want to talk, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
I want to talk, pardon?
You said this is awesome, glad to be here.
I'm so happy to have you on the show, too, and I'm learning so much and just really enjoying it. So thank you for being on the show, and thank you to everyone who is listening for participating in this fabulous event and calling in and asking questions. If you
Can I give a shout-out to a couple people I know who are listening?
Sure.
If you don't mind, Sue in North Carolina, Charlotte, Anna, Deb, Peg, Sylvia, hello out there. Some of them are flying in for the 2012 Quantum Leap from all over the country, so it's kind of exciting.
Beautiful. So, and if you want to get on the air and ask a question right now, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And if you have a question you want to send through email, just email me at spiritualshow@gmail.com. And so, Stuart, I want to talk about your animation career and Hanna-Barbera. So take it away. Tell us about that.
Well, that's how I came to... I was in college at Loyola Marymount, and I wrote a spec script, which is, you just kind of do one as a sample. And I drove over to Hanna-Barbera, slid it... I got in the studio. I slid it under a door, and which is just crazy when I think about it, but I was all of, like, I think 20. And I got a call back from the studio, oddly enough, that said that they absolutely loved this script, and the next thing I knew, I had a 2-year contract with Hanna-Barbera. And lucky me, I got to sit with the founder, Joseph Barbera, who to this day has been one of the most amazing mentors and men in my life. He was just a delightful man, and he taught me everything about animation and, you know, finding the humor, how to write it. This was the guy that had done the Flintstones, the Jetsons, and all these magnificent cartoons, and he was as sharp as a whip, and we had the best time, just a great time. So I went on to write, you know, countless episodes of Tom and Jerry and Droopy, and we just had a great experience there.
And you did something with Sabrina the Teenage Witch. What did you do with that?
I went on to write... the show on ABC, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the animated series with Melissa Joan Hart. And it was, for me, it was terrific because it was all about magic, and it was very empowering, self-empowering messages in the show. And I had a blast doing that. And that actually led to a film that I had done, written and produced for Disney Channel called 17 Again, which starred the Maori twins from the show Sister, Sister. And that was, again, there was elements of magic and wonder and, very Disney elements in that. And it was a thrill for me to be involved and bring that show together.
Oh, I love Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Isn't she great?
Yeah. I used to watch the show, like the live
show? Action, yeah.
Yeah.
some of the same people that were involved with that were involved with this version. And for me, it was just, you know, anything to do with magic and empowering and light and fun, I'm all over it.
Awesome. Well, we just got an email from Richard, who runs CosmicDimensions.com, and he loves your music, and he thinks it would be great for the station. And so you don't have to give an answer on the air, but he'd like to play your CD on his station. So I'll give you his contact information after
Thank
the show.
You. God, synchronicity.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, I mean, your music is fantastic, so anyone who hears it is probably going to be moved to take some kind of action, either to... You can listen to the show on podcast as well at citr.ca a little bit after the show. If you want to go back and search for the podcast, it'll be up there, or you can find the links to it on spiritualshow.com. That's my website. So, Stuart, it's getting to be about that time.
Oh, no.
And I'm just giving you a few minutes of notice, so... Is there anything that you want to focus on for the last few minutes of the show?
You know, I want to first of all thank you, Marie, for having me on and for you doing what you're doing. I think I just wanted to kind of shower you with a little appreciation.
Aw, thank you.
For that and for having me. And I'm so glad to have met you. And I love the resonance of your voice, by the way. I think it has a beautiful quality to it.
Thanks.
And I just want to kind of be in that appreciation mode as we end and just, for the people that have been supportive to me and to my career and to receiving the music, I really am deeply appreciative of that, and I don't take it lightly. I have fun, but I really believe that Source is coming through, and I'm just so humbled to be part of that. And I want to say a special thank you to my producing partner, Todd Fisher, who continually makes me look good with all the stuff that he's done with the website, and please come out to 2012 Quantum Leap, because it's an experience that you're not going to forget.
Fantastic. And so you have your, what's your website again?
It's StuartStJohnLight.com. And of course, you know, my name is, it's kind of weird. It's StuartStJohnLight.com. A lot of words in there.
So where does the light, is light part of your name, or what does that come from?
Well, I have kind of my Hollywood website, and so for the spiritual stuff that I'm doing, which is more and more of my work, we use the word L-I-G-H-T as in, you know, illumination. So that's how we put that in there to kind of differentiate it.
Okay, cool. And you're also on Facebook.
I am on Facebook. As Stuart St. John, so please come on over and join the party. We're always putting up bulletins and stuff on there. And on my website, you know, I give daily quotes. You can sign up for daily quotes, inspirational things, and there's a ton of free stuff, samples of music and videos and things like that you can order as well.
And are you on Twitter?
Todd is on Twitter. Okay. Todd's kind of handling the Twitter thing. I'm still getting my head wrapped around what Twitter is exactly. But I know that we're following people, or people are following us. I don't know.
Okay, but I'm not sure if I'm following you on Twitter or not. I've got like almost 1,000 people I'm following now.
I know. I'm just like, oh my gosh.
It's great that you can connect with so many people, but at times it's overwhelming because you can't keep track of everything.
Yeah, it's overwhelming is right. And I have to say, I have to add that Todd has been building, we introduced this on our website and you can go to it and become part of this, but we're also building an entire virtual community in Second Life. And it's called the Stuart St. John Light Foundation. And I don't know if you know much about Second Life, but it is a 3D virtual world where we're going to have, you know, more books and connection possibilities for people, but you get to like really pick out your body and your clothes, and it's wild.
Cool. I've never used it, but it sounds like a good tool for like visualization and visualizing your goals.
Yeah, it is, because you can kind of create the environment that you want, and Todd is a pro at it, and he's creating this really beautiful environment, very peaceful, very loving. So, you know, we'll announce that then soon. But if people want to get more information on any of this, they can go to the website.
Okay, cool. And that's StuartSt.JohnLight.com. And, of course, you can find a link to that on my website as well, spiritualshow.com. Well, thank you, Stuart, so much for being on the show.
My privilege, honor. I'm just really glad to be here.
Thank you. And also enjoy your time at the 2012 Quantum Leap event.
Thank you.
In Los Angeles. So again, you can find out more information about that on Stuart's website as well. And it's, what's the website for 2012quantumleap.com?
Yeah, 2012quantumleap.com. Go check it out. See all the people that are going to be there. It's going to be an amazing event. And again, we're giving away two free tickets, or a couple tickets actually, on our website, so you can enter to win that at StuartSt.JohnLight.com.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again so much, and have a wonderful day, Stuart. So thank you so much for listening. I'm Marie, and this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Next week, Lisa Sullivan talks about what it means to surrender. Check out the show on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR.ca or noon to 1 p.m. on the East Coast at CosmicDimensions.com. And you can check out past shows, trade links, read my blog, and get the latest updates at SpiritualShow.com. Up next, Scotty Scenic Drive on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we'll close the show with Celebrate, a Stuart St. John music meditation from Source on Synchronicity.
It's time to celebrate. It's time to celebrate this universe that we all live in. Do you need a reason? There are thousands of them every day. Miracles exploding around you every moment. Look around and you'll see. The life-giving planet we live on. The ocean far and wide. The sun that rises and sets and gives us eternal warmth. The beasts that roam the planet. The moon that glows bright. The galaxy alive with life. Well-being is flowing to each one of us. Isn't that cause for celebration? Can you feel how powerful it is to know that in all the universe there is only one you? Isn't that something to celebrate? Bask in the magnificence that is you. You are an independent spirit here on Earth in mind and body. Able to create anything you want. Free to be whatever you choose. Dream your incredible dream. There are no limits. Your imagination knows no bounds. Isn't that something to celebrate? This incredible journey together, riding on the stream called life, fueled by well-being. Isn't that something to celebrate? About choice. You have a choice every day, every single day. Even in the darkest moments, you can choose hope. We are eternal beings, all of us, living and expanding with each lifetime, becoming more than we were before. God isn't done. God is expanding through us. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate.
Better Environmentally Sound Transportation is proud to offer bike valet parking to events in Metro Vancouver. Inspired by the widely successful valet parking in San Francisco, 2 years ago Best began running bike valet in Vancouver with great results. Concertgoers in Deer Lake Park, fans of the Vancouver Canadiens, and families spending a day at community events have had their bicycles parked conveniently and stored safely while they enjoyed themselves worry-free. This year, Best is expanding Bike Valet to serve more events, park more bikes, and make traveling on two wheels throughout Metro Vancouver even easier. Contact Best at 604-669-2860 or CAM at best.bc.ca for more information about volunteering, sponsorship opportunities, and booking Bike Valet for your event.